Hello, I am back. As I said I would. You're probably going to listen to this in the future because I'm going to try to set this podcast to go in the future. But last time I was kind of setting the scene for you guys about Gettysburg, which, to jog your memory, is the bloodiest battle in the Civil War. The best way to sort of set the scene is to talk about the people of Gettysburg at the time of the Civil War, right? You gotta kind of remember these people in the best way you can, which is that these are regular people like you and me who, woke up one day and a war was happening in their hometown, in their streets, and most likely in their backyards, practically, right outside their door. You're definitely going to feel that in my next episode when I talk about Jenny Wade much more. But we're definitely going to now talk about somebody. Today, we're going to talk about the Angel of Gettysburg, who is Elizabeth Thorne, who was famously known for being 6 months pregnant and burying the dead at Gettysburg. You got to give a hand to this woman. Yeah, just have to. 6 months pregnant and burying people who died in a battle in her front yard, practically, at Gettysburg. So, to tell you a little bit about the Thorne family, they immigrated from Germany in September of 1855. And the same year that they immigrated, they came to Gettysburg. As you may know, Pennsylvania is quite German, Irish, Dutch, Amish mixed together. It still is to this day, I would even say, but definitely back then for sure. So they came to Gettysburg. They set up, and when they set up pretty much in the same year, Peter, Elizabeth's husband, was able to get a job as a cemetery caretaker or an undertaker. They worked on doing things that at the cemetery needed to be done. Burying bodies, keeping the grounds up, stuff like that, right? That was their job. That was the family's job. They lived on the, what'd you call it, on the cemetery. And that's what they did. They lived in, if you go there, it's still pretty much in existence. This is Evergreen Cemetery I'm talking about. There's an archway, and on either side of the archway is like almost like a house. And so one side was their parents, Elizabeth, I want to say it's Elizabeth's parents that were living there. And the other side was Peter, Elizabeth, and their three kids. They had three sons. At the time that the battle comes to being in Gettysburg, she's 6 months pregnant with a daughter. Sort of a spoiler alert, her daughter ends up dying quite young due to complications, as you may figure. But when the battle begins like any other battle, there's fighting, there's stuff. She ends up having to flee on foot to a local farm that was sort of out of the way of the battle because the battle was closer to her than this other place that she flees to. She ends up leaving a record of being a civilian seeing the battle, a record that we as historians still look at because, she was somebody that lived through it. She ends up going to this house and ends up staying in it's unclear. Some places you'll hear that she stays in the farm, sort of like the barn, and then some places you'll hear that she stayed in a cellar. Either way, she's out of the way of battle. She goes there with her three sons. There's some soldiers there. There's this one soldier that asked, can I hang with your sons for the night? I miss my kids, blah blah blah. There's this whole story. Before leaving, the Confederates pretty much demand her to feed them, to cook for them. Mind you, I pretty much am sure that she's a Union-sided woman, but again, who knows? She ends up also preparing dinner for the Union generals, so this poor woman's like cooking her own food, And then pretty much General Howard, who's a Union general, tells her, General Howard Sickers, we're talking about. General Howard and then General Sickles, we're talking about, tell her pretty much, when we tell you you gotta leave this place, you gotta leave your house. And that's what she ends up doing, right? And she ends up doing that. She leaves. She leaves on foot. No car, no nothing. She has a son that's 7, a son that's 5, and a son that's 2. As I told you, the soldier ends up spending the night with them. Hanging out, you know, all that stuff. She ends up, after the battle, going back by herself from this safe haven that they ended up. And when she goes back, she returns to pretty much find out that her livestock has been slaughtered. So pigs, whatever she may have had, cows, horses, whatever, were pretty much dead. And just to kind of add disgust to the story, there's over, I want to say probably 500 bodies piled up at the cemetery. Her husband's off at war. She's pregnant. There's these bodies piled up. There's also horse bodies because, you know, it's 1863 and horse is still the main mode of transportation at the time. And, you know, sort of just, God forbid we ever go into another war. Good thing to know is shoot for the person's horse because the horse will take them down and the horse will probably flip onto them and that'll kill them. So that was a method at the time, I would even say. Of killing people during the Civil War, if you're interested in hearing that. She ends up getting back. She ends up having to bury all these bodies, right? There's no extra pay for burying these bodies quickly. There's nothing. She's kind of demanded by the cemetery owner, who's her boss, and who's the family's boss, who's giving them the job and everything. Pretty much told, yeah, about that, they need to get buried, and they need to get buried, now. Not later, not tomorrow, not on Tuesday, like, now. And so she pretty much ends up spending, I would say, mid-July, heat of July, burying people. She, despite all of this, she carries her baby to term. This is their first daughter. You can only imagine how exciting that was. They named their first daughter Rose Meade, after General Meade, who is commanding the U.S. Not the U.S., but I guess you would say the U.S. also. The Union Army. But her daughter only lives to, I'll say, about 13, 14, or 15. Complications, definitely, that were related to what happened during the pregnancy. So, for the longest time, up until 2002, she's kind of forgotten to history. And then in 2002, ultimately, they give the time of day, and they build a Civil War woman's memorial who's dedicated to Elizabeth Thorne, and it is a sculpture of Elizabeth attending her burial duties, with an apron covering her pregnant abdomen, so the statue does look pregnant, and she's carrying a shovel. And so, she's referred to as the Angel of Gettysburg. I definitely gotta say, when I found out about her story, it's amazing. It's enjoyable. Not enjoyable so much as like inspirational, like, wow, there was a woman that did all this at this many months pregnant, like, crazy stuff. But with that said, that's the story of the Angel of Gettysburg. I hope you guys look into her much more. I'm just giving you an outline. I always love to do that. I love to give you guys like an outline and kind of leave it up to you guys to figure it out, you know, because it that's the whole point of history, right? Like, you guys need to do the work as much as I do. But I'm gonna post a link with this video as well, so so that you guys can check her out, right? And I like the Battlefield of America's Trust website, and I also like America Comes Alive website. Those are like two of my favorite websites, especially related to Gettysburg. So I'll be posting those. In my next video, we will be talking about Jenny Wade. So I will talk to you guys. Bye!